So please put your name at least. And if you're new, we'd love to have some contact information, or let us know you'd like to get on our church mailing list to know about the mission and ministry and activities that are going on here. On the flip side is a chance for you to write a prayer request, and those will be read later in the service. We have an abbreviated order of worship in the bulletin that I hope you got when you came in, and the full order of worship will be on the slides so that you can just follow along. There are restrooms and childcare through this door. We'll gather in the gathering room, which is right behind here, after the service, and a reminder that our safe sanctuary policy means that children should always be accompanied by an adult. Now, whether you are a newcomer or you've been here for years, you know that this is a church that's serious about its discipleship. We like to do things that nurture the spirit, and we like to do things to do good in the world. And so here's an opportunity to put both of those together on Fridays at 12:30, but also next Sunday and continuing Sundays and Fridays. Sundays at 9:30 is our Advent video and an activity. So a little bit of spirituality and a little bit of doing something good in the world. And how about this? Somebody might want to snuggle up with this today if you're chilly. One of the activities is to make these blankets. And I am told there is no sewing, no tying. You need to know nothing, and you can come help from children to adults. It's an intergenerational activity. And for a couple Sundays, we're going to make these, and then we're going to do some other things that will help people in the community. But these are going to go to the Ryan McMahon Center, where abused children are, and to help them keep warm and feel comforted in the midst of the trauma in their lives. If you'll pull out this sheet, and this is one you want to take home, and it's both sides. It has all the kinds of activities, including this one that I've just mentioned, and lots of other things that are happening for you to, again, nurture your spirituality or to do some good in the world. And one of the ones I want to mention is next Sunday is the Advent lunch. I'm looking for my notes there. Yes, and it's a potluck, which means bring a dish to pass. And it's a great time because people bring instruments and they play hymns and we sing and we jingle our car keys and we get festive in the Advent spirit. So a great way to kick off Advent. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is Christmas and Advent is a kind of a busy time. And if you find that Sundays just doesn't work for you for worship, do remember on Thursday nights we have worship back here in the gathering room at 6 o'clock. And it's another chance to just reconnect with God during the holidays, which is always so important. There's lots more happening, both on this flyer and in the bulletin that I won't mention. But please know that God is active and alive and doing all kinds of wonderful things through the people of this church. Let's continue our worship.
The pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God, and God's gift of goodness in all things, but especially the goodness within each of us. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is, and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world. God is good all the time. And all the time, indeed, we gather to celebrate the goodness of ourselves, our divinely created bodies, as part of God's good creation. Ted? No. Okay. Let us give thanks for this opportunity to be together. I invite you to stand as you are comfortable and greet each other. Tell your neighbors what and who you are thankful for this morning. I had my 3-year-old grandson ask that of me before Thanksgiving. When you hear the music, it'll be time to return to your seats.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit drawn near.
As you come to your seats, notice that our call to worship today will include standing, turning, and singing. And feel free to do all of that or none of that as you feel comfortable. Now let's join together with Amy in singing our theme song of Gathered Here.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour. Gathered here in one strong struggle and the power, Spirit, draw near.
All through this series, we have turned to face all four directions, and symbolizing that our attention to God requires us to look all around us. On this last Sunday of our series, we again give thanks for the sacred in all things. This time a little differently. We'll simply sing, Spirit, draw near, in each direction, and then turn this to the center for our litany. As people who worship a God who came to earth as one of us, we recognize that we too are spirit in flesh. We give thanks for the beauty of creation and our place in it. Let us face east and sing, Spirit, draw near together.
Spirit, draw near.
Now let us turn and sing and face the west.
Spirit, draw near.
Let's turn and face the north. We will sing until the poles and the Christ candle have come to the front.
Spirit, draw near. Spirit, draw near. Spirit, draw near. Spirit, draw near. Spirit, draw near.
As we do our call to worship, we're going to have this litany, and after the part where we all speak, there will be some silence, so it will give us a chance to reflect. Let us now celebrate and deepen our bond with God as Creator. We are awed by the sacred wisdom of the unfolding universe, surrounds us with beauty, growth, and revelation. It brought us artfully to this moment in time. We have come to give thanks and praise. Let us now celebrate and deepen our bond with God as Spirit. We are inspired by the waves of encouragement and whispers of possibilities the Spirit has given throughout time. It stirs our souls and moves us toward deeper action. Come to me fruit once again. Let us now celebrate and deepen our bond with God as Christ. We are heartened by the healing essence of Christ throughout creation and available to us. It has restored us from brokenness. It has brought reconciliation where we thought none was possible. It has restored relationship where we thought all was lost. We have come to be transformed. Let us now celebrate and deepen our bond with God together as community. We are lifted up in the presence of our siblings. We take joy in a spiritual integrity we cannot create on our own. We have come to share the sacred love that surrounds us, the love that created us, all that involves us together as one sacred family, through the vast and eternal love of the commonest Christ.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle in the heart,
and all of God's people said, Amen. We are gathered here in one strong body, rejoicing together in the one who formed us out of the dust and called us very good. Remain standing or take a seat if you need to as we sing Welcome.
Amen. Yay, we're all welcome here. Please be seated. I don't know how anyone was standing still during that. I don't know if you could see me dancing, and I love that song. Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. I am Pastor Alicia. I'm the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and it is my honor to be a part of you and a part of this and all the wonderful things that are going on here on this corner and in this city. So welcome each and every one of you. So we're going to start a little bit of prayer time, so I'm going to try to settle myself from my excitement of that song. Creation spirituality rejoices and honors in the innate sacredness of each and every person. Our creation in the perfect image is our original blessing. But sometimes we don't feel good or blessed or sacred. I would like to share some words of encouragement from the poem by Carol Penner titled, A Prayer for When I Am Self-Destructive. So let's settle ourselves for this beautiful poem. Lord, I am an instrument of your peace. Where there is self-hatred, let me sow love. Where there is negative self-talk, kindness. Where there is loathing of my body, acceptance. Where there is nursing of old injuries, release. Where there is envy of others, gratefulness. Where there is perfectionism, humanness. O Divine Mother, grant that I may not much seek to be self-hurting as self-healing, to be self-denying as self-cherishing, to be numb as to feel. For it is in being loved by you that I know I am lovable. Through your confidence in me, I confidently face each day. It is in being yours now and eternally that I live in peace. Our mission at University Church is to feed God's people body, mind, and spirit. We live out that mission by welcoming folks at any point in the journey from hurting to healing to wholeness. We thank God that you are here with us today. Amen. I thank God that children are here with us today as well. Would the children please come forward and join me? And we're going to be right over in that area there. And as they come forward, let us sing together, God is so good. How are you today? It's good to see all of you here. So I'm standing because I'm hoping that we all can stand and do something together. All right? Let's stand up. I know you're all comfortable now. Stand up. Let's do this together. I'm going to come over. I'll come over here. Can you all see me over here? Okay. So today we are talking about our sacred bodies. That means that God made us and we are good. So I'm wondering if you all can reach really high up tall. Can you reach really high? All right. Can you reach really far down low and touch your toes? All right. Can you swing your arms? Can you make a silly face? All right. So our bodies do all kinds of things. Oh, I have one more idea. Can we high five? Who can high five here? All right. Can you high five? All right. High five. High five. I missed you guys. High five. Eric, high five. High five. And we also can give hugs, right? Is that one of the things that we can do? We can give hugs to each other and comfort one another. So, so in all this, our bodies can do all kinds of things, and we can do all kinds of good things with our bodies, like give hugs and high fives and say kind words. So today, when we're talking all about sacred bodies, I want you to think about how God made us in God's image, and God said that we are good. And so we can use our bodies in all kinds of ways to do good. And we can do all kinds of things to keep our bodies healthy, like reach up high and reach our toes and all kinds of dancing. And what other things do you do with your bodies to keep you healthy? Gymnastics? Do you play any sports? Soccer. That didn't take long. Soccer was named. Basketball? Football? What else?
Baseball.
All right. What's that? Ping pong? Yeah, ping pong is good for lots of reasons. Yeah, so we can keep ourselves healthy as well. All right, well, so that's what we're talking about today, that we are made in God's image and we are good. So will you pray with me? All right. Loving God, we are so grateful for our sacred bodies, that you gave us these bodies to do good in your name. Be with us so that we make great choices along the way and do good things with these bodies, like hug and high five and say kind words and keep them healthy throughout. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so today we actually have a baptism. So if you want to stay up and sit in front of the first pew for the baptism, you can. If you want to go sit with whoever brought you, that's okay too. But I think some of you will be staying here because it's your niece, right? Joelle and Eric, maybe? I don't know. Are they staying? Come on forward. We're going to get ready for the baptism.
My neighbor.
Yes, your neighbor, Jim.
My neighbor.
Oh, I forgot to give... Oh, that's okay. I'll give it to him later. Okay, so what I need you all to do is sit on the floor and turn this way, okay? So I need you to come this, you guys to come this way. Okay, good. All right, we're all in, right? Wonderful. Hello, yay, I have cold hands. I'm sorry, Julia, I have cold hands. Hi, honey. Look at this little cutie. So Joviette has brought her baby to be baptized. I'm so excited today. Okay, I think we're in place. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, here, present, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness and reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Will you nurture Juliet in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? All right, and to everyone seated out there, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Juliet and all these people now before you into your care? With God's help.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among the peoples. Pour out your Spirit to bless this gift of water and she who receives it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Juliet. A.J. Cooper. She was hanging on to my necklace and my mic all in one. Are you ready for this, baby? I don't have enough hands, I feel like. Here we go. There, we're going to do this. There we go. All right, Mama's right there. Mama's right there. I baptize you in the name of the Father. Oh, sorry, it's cold. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome the newly baptized Juliet. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. Yay! Let us welcome our newest member of our family. And we're going to walk Juliet around so you can see her up close. And welcome Juliet. So I think, yes. Yay, you hey, did it. Let us continue in worship as we hear our senior choir's anthem, Broken Yet Chosen. it be? What hidden value does God see in me? Broken yet chosen, could this be real? Can God use my life to bless and to heal?
Broken yet chosen, how can it be? For here is value of God to me. Broken yet chosen, could this be real?
Amen. Thank you, choir. If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of our worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. It's your yellow slip of paper you received in your bulletin. We enter our prayer time today singing, Water, River, Spirit, Grace.
Thank you.
We acknowledge in the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude as we listen to the groans of the world and our own inward hurts. The Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times. As we continue our time of mindfulness, I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists is all that you are holding tightly. Maybe it's fear or anxiety or worry or grief or loneliness or helplessness. It might even be a specific circumstance that has you tied up in knots in this moment. Now I invite you to slowly open your fists. Imagine letting go of into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. As we let go and open up, we see that our hands and our hearts are more ready to hold the concerns of others and the pain of the world with love. I invite you to place your open hands now on your heart. In this silence, we lift up all those things difficult to put into words, but felt in the depths of our hearts. God's message of love comes to us from every direction each day. Every moment offers us an opportunity to feel our God-gifted blessedness and to find our own sacred space. We hear messages, ancient and new, that encourage us in our creative collaboration with God. Our scripture today is the familiar story of the woman who touched Jesus' cloak to seek his healing. I'm reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 24 through 34 in the New International Version translation. Hear these words. A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I could touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped. And she felt her body in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched me? Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. This is the word of God. All creation springs forth at God's word. Our scripture today is quite powerful. The text begins with a woman hemorrhaging for 12 years. This has made her unclean or ritually unclean for 12 years. She has probably been unable to participate in ordinary life of the community. She has been broken and suffering for 12 long years. She longed to be healed. She had tried everything. She had spent all her money on doctors, longing for relief, longing to have this battle with her body over. The woman had heard of this man named Jesus and that he was a healer. So she made her way through the crowd that had gathered around him, and through determination and pure faith in Jesus, she reached for his clothes. She thought, just one touch and I'll be healed. What happened? She was able to touch Jesus' clothing, his cloak. Immediately, she felt her body. She felt in her body that she was freed from suffering, freed from her brokenness. And now verse 29 intrigues me. At once Jesus realized that his power had gone out from him. There was an exchange of power, of energy, of healing, of love. When Jesus asks the question, who has touched me? She does not answer right away, does she? Well, some scholars say she was not afraid of Jesus. Her fear or startledness came from the drastic change in her body. It was healed. Jesus' response, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Suffering doesn't just mean stop from bleeding. She can now participate. She can be a part of the community in a true way. She was chosen in her brokenness through her suffering to teach us, even today, teach us how and to whom to pray. How many of us have felt broken? This is a little funny, but we're going to get serious again. I really don't mind getting older, but my body is taking it badly. We have felt several times in our lives, we're not good enough, we're not worthy, or we've been unkind to ourselves. Our theme today is sacred bodies. How can this be when we seem to be so unkind to our bodies? Our bodies are too fat or too thin or too short. Some of our bodies are not working the way they used to work. Some of our bodies are not as fit as they were. Some of our bodies ache and fail us when we try to do our everyday tasks. We are broken and we are suffering. The woman in our scripture was broken and suffering for 12 years. She longed to be healed. She tried everything. She had spent all of her money longing for relief. Can some of us relate to this? We spend so much money to get thinner, healthier, physically fit, physically well again. And some of us abuse our bodies. Maybe we abuse our bodies with alcohol or drugs, or we eat too little, or we eat too much. Some of us may cut or do self-harm to our bodies. Some of us might call ourselves stupid or other unkind names. The woman from our text, her last resort and her faith in the Jesus who heals changed her. She reached for Jesus because she believed a single touch of his clothes would repair her brokenness. All the images I could find have her on her knees or her hands and knees, reaching for the bottom of his cloak. It doesn't say this in the text, does it? It says nothing of her being on her knees in the text. Yet every artist I could find has the woman on her knees. Sometimes, when we finally turn to Jesus, we are so desperate, we do fall to our knees, don't we? What if that's all we need to do? All we need to do is to reach for Jesus in our suffering, in our brokenness. What might happen if we were to reach for Jesus and ask Jesus to take away our brokenness, our suffering, and heal our bodies and our minds? In our world of science and seeming to take everything literally, I want to be clear. Jesus does heal. And this may or may not mean that all the pain goes away. Jesus does heal when we put our faith in something greater than ourself. Step 2 of the AA Big Book says, we came to be aware that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Maybe that means restore us from our brokenness. The power comes through the shift in the way we feel about ourselves and our attitudes toward our bodies. That's the power of Jesus' healing. Even through the woman's suffering, Jesus saw something in her. Her faith was enough. Even in our brokenness, Jesus knows we are worthy. We are loved. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 31. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Then God looked over all that he had made, and he saw that it was good. It was very good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the sixth day. Just like our sweet little baby, Juliet, Juliet, who was baptized today. We have each been made in the image of God. We were all once a sweet little baby like Juliet. And let's remind ourselves of this every time we forget we were created by God to be loved and lovable. Our bodies are sacred. As Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 says, "You created my most innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Be kind to the body that God has given you. For even though we are broken, we are certainly chosen for things only our God can imagine. Amen.
Committed persons have been sharing God's love here in this place for 150 years. You're now a part of this living tradition. We accept the challenge to continue the vision that they claimed so many years ago. Don't forget to put your attendance slips into the offering plate as it comes by. And as the ushers collect our offering, the choir will sing, "Come on, children, let's sing," by Linda.
Thank you.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. We pray for movement within our own hearts. We pray that we recognize the gifts we have been given. We refuse to be at the mercy of the way it is. We will claim our agency to be fully present and fully active in the world into which we now go. Amen. Creation rejoices when we are fully active and present in it. I am so excited because for the last time in this series, we are going to sing the Trees of the Field, and we will all clap together, and we can check to make sure the choir is good clappers too. And may you go out and enjoy and get all nice and warm in your car. And now, these bodies, our bodies, they are fearfully, wonderfully made. Don't believe the lies some will say. No, our flesh and bones, our hearts and hands are loved in every way. May we love them as you do, inside, outside, through and through. Let us love them as you do. Go now in peace. Amen.